What's going on, man? You're checking out CBG Radio. I wanted to do this show, actually, of course, before. And definitely before this gentleman passed away. I know a lot of females, man, hate this dude. I know a lot of guys hate this dude. But recently, Kevin Samuels passed away. He had different views on women, relationships, things like that. So we're just going to go ahead and get into it. You guys that are checking out the show, feel free. We will have a follow-up show to where you guys can send in your comments, call in, whatever, to talk about Kevin Samuels' views and opinions. For people like Kevin Samuels, Tommy Sotomayor, people like that. So look for the next show. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Send me a message if you got any comments, questions, concerns about this show. Let's get into it.
You started a YouTube channel in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And it does well, but then I believe last year you had a clip that started to go viral.
Okay.
And do you remember what clip that was? I think WorldStar picked it up.
The first clip WorldStar picked up, there was, it was a short clip. There was a woman who called in and she was basically asking about what her chances were. That one didn't go viral. That was the first one, but the one most people talk about is the whole average at best. That's what it's been called now, average at best.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. You said you look average at best. And did you also say you're going to die alone?
She said she looked average. I agree. And I said,
okay.
Interview. And that's what it gets shortened down to. It's a 23-minute interview. I said, typically, women like you, choosing trying to get something outside of their range, knowing it's outside of their range, knowing that you don't know these kind of men, don't know where these guys go, don't know what they want, yeah, you're fixated on having them because you feel like you should have them because of your socioeconomic status, not a good chance you're going to find that person. And if you don't, you'll end up dying without one, meaning die alone. But it always gets shrunk down to average at best, die alone, because that's what makes videos go viral and trend.
Right, the headlines. I know all about
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know all about this. Okay. And I watched this clip, mm-hmm. and, you know, for someone that really got to see your style for the first time, I mean, it's a bit shocking because you're telling women things that most people consider harsh. Now, are you trying to be harsh? Are you trying to be mean?
Who's
I don't think so.
Who's most people?
But I think most of the general public are fairly shocked when they see you speaking to a woman in this way, when you say a woman is average at best.
When I agree with her. I mean, if you watch the clip, it was a 23-minute video. So, I mean, we're going to take a person out of a 23-minute video, a 7-minute portion put on a video, WorldStar, shout out to WorldStar, you've been good for me. But we're going to look at that. I mean, who can stand up to clips? I can take anybody out of context in a clip. But see, what tends to happen more than anything else is that clip started a conversation, and more women come and said, you know what, when I first saw this clip, I was shocked. Well, I want to say why we're shocked, because people don't tell women the truth these days. Men get told the truth all the time. Women have no problem telling a man, I don't want an average man. It happens every day on my show. TLC said they don't want no scrubs, and we have no problem telling average men, you ain't crap. But if I just happen to have the nerve to agree with a woman that says she's average, then I'm Satan.
I gotta stop it right there, because in all honesty, that is the truth. I mean, and I know a lot of females, a lot of people, a lot of guys are probably going to get upset with me as well. But that's just reality. I mean, you cannot dispute that. You can't argue that, because that's how it is. He's right, TLC, no scrubs. Now, I know a lot of females are going to come out and say other songs. Like, I think it was There was another group, a male group, I want to say Sporty Thieves or some shit, that came out with a song called No Pigeons, but it was not as fucking successful as No Scrubs. Just like Trina came out with a song, Niggas Ain't Shit. I mean, it's just, that's the truth. We are always told we ain't shit from the jump. You ain't shit. You ain't shit like your daddy. You ain't it. But this is the point. So he does make a good point right there.
Very much so. Very much so. Okay, and I've listened to a few of your interviews and the videos on your YouTube channel as well. And a lot of the focus of what you talk about is the high value man.
Mm-hmm.
Explain what that means.
Well, first off, high value man is not my concept. High value man has been with us forever. And what I deal with high value man is I just put some parameters around it, because that term had been floating around for years. I looked across, you know, this country, this political system, this system of government. And I looked and said, what are the men who separate themselves from other guys? What do they have in common? And they have several things in common. Now, this is irrespective of religion, morality, anything else like this, just basic stuff. High value men starts with money. Now, there are a lot of people who don't like that concept, but I didn't come up with the whole notion of a six-figure guy. This has been with us since 1985. When six figures first came into the mid-80s, I'll say that, when it first came into popular media, popular culture. And then making that like $10,000 a month is a benchmark. And then saying, making that amount of money for 3 to 5 years. Anybody can have a good year or two, but stringing it together implies some sort of consistency. Then after that, you know, other high-value men recognize you as a peer or a possible peer. Having a life that's kind of what I call LinkedIn level, visible, meaning saying you're the VP of mergers and acquisitions at Goldman Sachs is different than saying I'm an entrepreneur. We know what one of those things means at a glance. Having a network of high value men and others, and being useful to others and the group. So those are six basic principles that around which I've had a conversation. Now, of course, your mileage may vary. There have been people who think that you need to have other things in addition to those things. But it just kind of gave a framework to start a conversation. And why that became such a big issue is because of the notion that women tend to consolidate on the highest value man available, a term called hypergamy. So I'm just talking about things that have always been out there, just putting a kind of a context to it for the beginning of a conversation between men and women, because that ain't really happening these days.
Okay. And I think a lot of your conversations deal with women who feel like they want high-value men, or they feel like they deserve a high-value man.
Mm-hmm.
And during the course of the conversation, I feel like you let them know that they don't have whatever it takes that high-value men are interested in. Is that fair?
Well, what I always ask is, what do you want? What do you want? And then, what do the kind of men you want? And are you qualified to get it right now? Or are you willing to do what it takes? See, when people can want what they want. I want, you know, a Phantom. But when you go, either you have the money to afford it or not. It doesn't change the desire that you want it. You can put it up on your wall or whatever. And I don't judge what people say they want. And that seems to be the part of the conversations that turn contentious. Because like it or not, men get told every day where they rank. They get rejected all the time. Men know what they quote unquote qualify for. But women for the last 40, 30, 40 years have been told you can have it all. All of you, whenever you want, no matter how you are, and they've been given an unrealistic expectation of their actual sexual marketplace value, their actual ability to get it, but then we always talk about, let's look in your life and see where in your life have you been able to attract or deal with these kind of men on a long-term basis. And that's where the conversations tend to go. I think it's funny that when I was talking to men for the previous years about these similar concepts, it wasn't shocking. But it was when I started talking to women about the very things they say they want, then all of a sudden it became this media firestorm.
Well, there was an interview you did in March with a woman who called in. And the thing that people focused on was, I guess you told her that if she wants a certain type of man, she has to accept cheating because she's built like Emmett Smith.
Yeah, I think that's really shortening up everything I say. I
mean, it's definitely shortening it up.
I mean,
absolutely.
So, I mean, the conversation you're talking about, I didn't say you have to accept cheating. What I said is high-value men have options. They don't cheat. They exercise options. Kind of like what Bill Gates showed us. You know, if you, I mean, I don't think many people can say they're richer than Bill Gates, and Melinda accepted it just fine. So, it's funny, when I said it, it was just like all a rage. And but then when Bill Gates and Melinda said, hey, he's been kicking it with his ex-girlfriend, and I signed off on it. She said, Bill Gates said exactly the same thing I've been saying about high-value men. They came out and made a press statement. And where's the story at now? Nowhere. Because that's what happens with men of means, and it's possible. And the thing is, if you listen to my show, there are plenty of women who will call in and say, I have a high-value husband, and I don't worry about these kind of things. Or if my man made a certain amount of money, I turn my head the other way. This isn't new information. This has always happened with men of means and power and possibilities. Now, the woman who was built like Emmett Smith, I said you weigh more than a running back. And that's a fact. She does. But why is that wrong?
Right. I guess that during the conversation, she told you that she was 5'8" and a size 16.
Uh-huh, 220 pounds.
220 pounds, right.
Which is more than Emmitt Smith
and Barry Sanders. Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders, which running back size.
Which was actually, she was bigger than both of those guys.
Right.
I mean, is that a statement of fact, though? Yeah, Barry Sanders was 200, one was 200, and one was 218 pounds. You see, that's what I'm saying, that women can say, I don't want no scrubs. You know, people could say, if he can't buy you a Birkin bag, kick him to the curb. But if I just happen to say that you weigh more than men at your height, that's offensive. When did we become that world?
Well, it's offensive for men who like a certain type of woman. Some men are into BBWs. There is a whole market for that.
Really?
Right?
Show me where the high-value men, after their high value, go after BBWs as the norm.
That's a good point.
That's the point.
See, we're not argue that far.
We're so used to doing this PC kabuki dance that is confusing women. That's why. Why do women call into my show? Because they've been told by so many charlatans, so many people telling you can have it all. But then they go out into their world, they're in life, and they're like, I'm not getting the outcomes or results. That's why I have more women calling in saying, thank you. I had a woman last night breaking the tears saying, you saved my marriage. But that didn't get reported. The stuff that women actually say on a daily basis about, you've helped me change the way I look at my husband, my marriage, my kids, I've gotten back with my ex-husband, I've gotten back with my baby daddy, that doesn't get reported. It's just the, hey, you said she looked like she was built more than, was bigger than a running back. That's what gets reported.
Well, I think it was on No Jumper. You talked about how you look at divorce rates overall, and they're relatively high, but when you look at divorce rates for rich households, they're actually pretty low.
Lower, yeah.
Lower. Mm-hmm. Explain that.
Well, the stat was, people over $250,000, the divorce rate tends to be about 20%. And it falls kind of in line with the high value thing, because, like it or not, the females have evolved to be the more social of the group. And when you have a man who has a certain status, He tends to have a network, visibility. More things link you and tie you to a relationship than just your ability to get along with a man. And there tends to be more reason for women to stay. Now, there could be people that say it's because of the money. Causation and correlation are two different things, but you can't deny the fact that people with more tend to stay together longer, and their reasons are always theirs. But they're there.
Yeah, I mean, money fixes a lot of problems. Point blank, period. It doesn't fix every problem, but it fixes a lot of problems. It lubricates the machinery.
Yes, it gives you... There's an old saying that money doesn't... money reveals the truth. So there's a reason why, you know, whether you're Robert Baratheon in Game of Thrones and you got bastards all over the kingdom, he can do that because he's Robert Baratheon. He's the king. Or whether you are this person or that person, this person in the media with this amount of children, but you can't do that as readily if you're an average guy. And we see the truth. See, men accept these things. And women, why will a woman choose to line up to become one of seven baby mamas versus being one of one for the plumber? I didn't make it. I just look at it.
Well, yeah. I mean, as someone who started out as a computer programmer,
mm-hmm.
you know, went to school in Berkeley, got a good computer programming job, started my own business, you know, doing technical recruiting, making good money, but still, you know, someone who is not in entertainment, in the spotlight, whatever else, I remember the difficulty it was dating and finding certain types of women back then. Once I'm DJ Vlad, once Vlad TV is a household name in certain communities, and you could look me up, you could Google me, you could figure things out about who I am, or you may have already been a fan of me when I met you, the interaction between women is completely different. I'm not even going to say slightly different. I would say there's a 180 degree difference between the two. In fact, you know, it's almost like the roles are reversed in a way where I found more women trying to, you know, chase after me as opposed to the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of that is that it's not just that. That as well brings a confidence in a man where he feels that he could approach anyone he wants with a level of confidence of like, hey, do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, I'll tell you, which I think is a game changer also in the way that you interact with someone as opposed to just being like a regular guy trying to somehow talk your way into this woman's good graces.
Mm-hmm. So, in effect, you've just described the visibility component of being a high-value man. Which is far more than just the money, because your network, because they can find you, LinkedIn level, because other men who are high value recognize you as part of their inner circle, because now that you're an employer, you're useful to others and the group. You've done it for a consistent period of time. All those things are what people may not like it, but it is that way. But the telling part is when you were the same man as computer programmer, when women say, I want a good average man. No, you don't. Most women tend to want the lifestyle and the things that come along with high value. And just because we're having that conversation and more women are saying this, it's like, well, that's superficial, that's shallow. No, it's human evolution. I mean, and I automatically don't look at someone in athletics, entertainment, or music and put them into that category of high value because their money comes different. It's a different scenario. It's far more your case to where you've actually decided to go from one place and you've made yourself into who you are now. And I think more power to you.
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought about it the other day. I became DJ Vlad 20 years ago. Like, I'm 47 right now, so almost half a life ago, I transformed into a different person in a way, although I was the same person. I still had the same first name.
Right.
I was always called Vlad, but now I'm DJ Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
And these days, you know, 2-3 million people tune in to hear what I have to say. Chances are, if you are a hip-hop fan, you've watched at least a few of my interviews.
Right.
And it changes the dynamic of it all. I feel like if I walk into a party, I could talk to any woman in there. I can walk up to any woman with full confidence, regardless of who she is, how she looks, whatever else. That was not the case with computer programming flat. I was definitely a lot more nervous. I would not approach certain women. It was just a different dynamic. So as you
become... Are you a better man now?
No, I'm the same man.
Thank you.
Same man, same values.
Thank you.
You know, I'm older. I probably looked better back then. You know,
actually, men can hit their stride after 40. And your story is what men have been talking about for the longest. We know these things. Now, see, the thing is, there's only one DJ Vlad. And there, if you went to that party, how many women would stand in line figuratively to talk to you versus talking to the 20-year-ago version of you?
Right. Not that many.
That's my point.
Not that many. No one would be taking pictures with Vlad, the programmer, and tagging me on their Instagram and, you know, whatever else. You know, because they also look at me as someone who could potentially make them a star or make them famous or make them go viral or whatever, so they want something out of me.
All right. So, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of this segment in this show that I'm going to do. I'm going to post up some other audio clips of Mr. Kevin Samuels that have seemed to have been, you know, controversial, piss off a lot of people. But in all honesty, you know, that is a very good point. I'm not saying all women are like that. No, I'm not saying that. However, that is true. Just like you're listening to CBG Radio right now, there is a very big difference. When I did not do my show, a different reaction to when I did start doing my show. And when we first brought out CBG Radio and CBG Radio started getting popular, that is just what happens. Because I knew certain artists or had certain artists and rappers and producers and people like that on my show, or that I worked with some artists, producers that were on my show or in the entertainment business. The reaction was very different. I got girls that would always listen to my show, call in on the show, give me different attention than before. So that is true. It really is. Honestly, exactly what Vlad is talking about. If he wasn't DJ Vlad or Vlad from Vlad TV, he probably wouldn't get a lot of the attention that he does get now. And that's just the truth. That's why I said, I mean, you guys could sit there, you can go back and if you can find the old shows that we have or anything else like that, yeah, you can even ask Sniper. Sniper even had stalkers, female stalkers, calling in, doing this, doing that, as well as me. So, that's a little bit of what we're gonna discuss. So I wanted to get a little bit off of the music. All I've been giving you guys is music. I gotta get ready to do this next segment for Reservation Dogs, which season 2 is about to come out here in a couple months. So we're gonna get into that. We're gonna talk about season 1. You guys need to go check out Reservation Dogs on Hulu FX. First season is great. You guys need to check it out. But we're going to get into some more Kevin Samuels stuff, as well as some Tommy Sotomayor. Like, yeah. So, ladies, gentlemen, feel free to hit me up. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Message me. Let me know what you guys think about Mr. Kevin Samuels. He did pass away within the last 2 weeks. So it'll be very interesting to hear your comments, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. So hit me up. Let me know what you guys think. You're checking out CPG Radio.